Hello, everyone. This is Nyamka, and I want to thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the Rebranded Christianity Podcast. And the first thing that I want to say is it's been a while since I've done a podcast. And the reason for that is because just sort of processing through a number of things in my life, both professionally, spiritually, relationally. And I just felt that I needed to take a hiatus from doing the podcasting, in addition to the other media things that I work on, to just get myself straightened out and figured out. And so I believe that we're always a work in process, in progress. And so that will never be done. But this sort of season of me taking a step back, I believe is over with. And therefore I am back today on the last day of 2019, the last day of the decade, to do this podcast recording. So the title of this podcast is The Human Race. Yes, it is that simple. The Human Race. And pretty much I want to open up with I want to open up with the verse for this podcast, and it comes from the book of Psalm, chapter 14, verse 2. And it says, "The Lord looks down from heaven on the entire human race. He looks to see if anyone is truly wise, if anyone seeks God." So what I want to emphasize to you in that verse is, and let me just read it again. Once again, it comes from the book of Psalms, chapter 14, verse 2. The Lord looks down from heaven on the entire human race. He looks to see if anyone is truly wise, if anyone seeks God. So the words that I want to emphasize in that verse is the entire human race. Okay? The entire human race. And I read that from the New Living Translation. So this podcast is about the transition that I am making out of classifying myself by a race. And we're going to get into how this came about and what is the purpose of this. Okay. So what happened was, and I have a corresponding blog post, if you want to look that up too, about this, called, I can't remember the name of the blog. Bear with me one minute. I'm going to go to that blog so I can tell you what the name of that blog post is. But pretty much, you can check out the blog post. It's called From Black to Human. So if you want to look that up, that's me talking about this transition, where I am going to be getting away from classifying myself by a race. So let's talk about the circumstances that brought about this, I want to say epiphany or evolution. So I was looking at some videos on YouTube one night, and the videos were relating to the civil rights movement. And when you go into the comment sections on YouTube videos, it can get really dicey. And it is not for the faint of heart. It's not for people who have thin skin to go through the comment section. Sometimes the comment section can be so much fun and give you more humor than the greatest comedy movies of all time. And sometimes the comment sections can be really, they can be really disturbing, because it can really show you the mentality of a certain segment of the population. So nevertheless, I'm looking at these comment sections on these YouTube videos about the civil rights movement. And as I'm looking at these comment sections, and I'm seeing just some really serious racist mentalities in these comments, I'm finding myself getting very angry. But I noticed that my anger was not directed at the situation. It was directed at a specific group of people. Okay. And in that moment, I knew that this was not of God. I know that if you direct your anger at a person and you don't direct your anger at what they're allowing to work through them, you know, the works of the enemy working through people is what we should be directing our anger towards. Directing your anger at a person is not of God. It just isn't. So in that moment, when I saw that my anger was being directed at a specific group of people, I just was like, okay, this isn't right. And I just prayed, you know, that I just prayed and asked the Lord to help me with that because I didn't want that in my heart. And after I got through praying, the words, the human race, came to my heart. It was that quick, that transparent, the human race. And I knew right then and there, when those words came to my heart after I prayed, that that was God just speaking to me and basically making it clear that I need you to look at this in a different manner. Okay. So I've known for a very long time. I'm going to say I've known since either college or like my junior or senior year in high school, that there is no such thing. There, the concept of different races of human beings is a social construct. It is not a biological reality. There is no such thing as different races of people. Okay. It is socially constructed. Okay. And the origin of our modern day racial classification system was created to promote division, discrimination, and white supremacy. Do you understand that? I want to make that very clear. The concept of different races of human beings is a socially constructed concept. It is not a biological reality. And the origins of our modern day racial classification system is to promote division, discrimination, and white supremacy. Okay. So we have to understand the origin of things, the origin of classifying human beings by different races. The origin of it itself is evil. It is not of God, and it comes from the spirit of division. Okay. Now I want to give you some examples from my personal life that I have seen when seeing how this, the division that comes from people classifying themselves by different races. I was listening to this minister speak and I really respected everything that he was saying. And he got to this story about he was in this, he was sort of doing some ministry amongst this group of people. And he kept, throughout the time that he's speaking, he keeps referencing how he was the only white person amongst this group of people. Like he kept referencing it. And it was like, we heard you the first time. Why do you keep saying over and over again that you were the only white person amongst this group of people that you were ministering to? And the first time he said it, maybe it added relevance to the story, description, maybe. But when he said, when he got to, I think, the third time of saying it, it's like it was no relevance to the story. It was like, why did, so if you weren't the only white person amongst this group of people, would you even be talking about race? Wouldn't even be an issue. You would just be telling the story. But since these people were of a different race, quote unquote, you have to bring this element into the story. And it really had nothing to do with the story, to be honest with you. Okay. Another time I was with a group of people, they were looking at mission trip pictures from mission trip, mission trips. And while they're looking at the pictures, I start to have like this really, I don't know how to say it, but I had this really funny feeling come over me, like something not good is about to happen here. And while we're looking at the pictures, one of the ladies says, "Ooh, look at you. The only, look at you. You're standing out amongst all of them with your very white skin," is what she said. And when she said it, here we are really being excited about this amazing missions trip that they went on, the joyfulness in the picture, how happy everyone seemed. And she just totally changes the direction of the atmosphere, the conversation, with this very just divisive and sort of really in light of the, it had nothing to do with the conversation. And it was like, okay, can we move on to focusing on what was accomplished on this missions trip, how happy everyone made the kids? And I said, here we go again with this, with people not being able to see past somebody's quote unquote race when it's a person of a quote unquote different race around them. Now, if everyone that had went on the missions trip was the same race as this person she was talking about, we would have just been able to stick with the story of the missions trip. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's how race makes things so divisive. It's the whole concept of the modern day racial classification system. It was created to promote division, to promote discrimination, and to promote white supremacy. Okay. And one of the things that I want to point out and I want to make very clear is that I'm not saying that there is no such thing as different races of people. I mean, how do I want to say this? Let me backtrack there. The issue is there's different nationalities, there's different cultures, so different tribes, different tongues. Okay. But there's not different races of people. Okay. And what we have is that this whole concept of creating, remember that a lot of countries are homogenous. Okay. So when you have this thing with colonialism and exploration, the European period of colonialism and exploration that led to countries being diverse, having diversity within them. Now, all of a sudden, we're turning from being, you know, English or French or, you know, Ethiopian or, you know, Japanese. Now, all of a sudden, that's morphing into white, black, and Asian. Do you understand what I'm saying? That it's literally the whole concept was created to promote division amongst it, when human diversity is in an atmosphere. Okay, so if everyone was English, then if everyone was, you know, Sudanese, if everyone was Cherokee, then there's no racial classification system. When a physical environment begins to get diverse, then all of a sudden we morph from these different nationalities or cultures or tribes into these lump sum groups of people of races. And it literally is not of God. Okay. And that's what I really want to stress that. What is the goal of my heart and in this, and coming forth with this revelation, with this epiphany? The goal of my heart is to understand this. If we want to end racism, which is another ism from the spirit of division, which opposes the spirit of unity that God calls us to walk in, we have to stop aligning ourselves with this evil racial classification system that has evil roots. Okay? If we want to end racism, if we want it to end, then we have to get away from this concept of aligning ourselves with this whole racial classification system. Okay? The church, which is the body of Christ, has to reflect the unity that this world needs, or it will look for it in a counterfeit source. Okay? Race and gender are such severe strongholds. And I have to say this again, race and gender are such severe strongholds. When it comes to issues related to race or gender, I have seen the most mature Christians exalt cultural norms above the word of God. And this has to stop. We have to empty ourselves of anything that exalts itself above the word of God. And I'm going to say that again. We have to empty ourselves of anything. And when I say anything, I mean any type of cultural norm, any type of cultural belief that exalts itself above the knowledge of God. We need to empty ourselves of these things. And how do you empty yourselves of them? By filling yourself up with the word of God and crowding that nonsense out of your soul, out of your heart. Let's go back to the scripture at the top of this podcast. And that scripture was from the book of Psalms, chapter 14, verse 2. The Lord looks down from heaven on the entire human race. He looks to see if anyone is truly wise, if anyone seeks God. If the Bible says the human race, why are we allowing ourselves to be guided by anything different? There will be more podcast episodes to come dealing with this area. This is something that I'm passionate about. And I know that this is a divine passion, a divine pursuit. And I hope you join me on this journey. Okay, so let's wrap this up. As always, check out my website, nyamkaward.com. Through my website, you can access my blog, my podcast, my YouTube. Please follow me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is at Nyamka Ward. Through the website, please don't hesitate to contact me. Ask me any questions. I have the contact form on the website, so don't hesitate to contact me on the website. Questions, comments, concerns, hit me up on Twitter. Subscribe to the podcast, to YouTube. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode, and I look forward to you joining me for the next one.